Hello and welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard.
And I'm John Leonard.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about WWDC, Worldwide Developers Conference, because let's face it, we're Apple fanboys.
And we're producing this on an iPad. We've used the Macs all of our lives. We love Mac.
Yeah, and I know I had the other episode that was all about Mario, and we're going to do a part two of that pretty soon, but we're going to break it up a little bit with this. Well, it's interesting and unfortunate that the new version iOS 4, interesting that they first announced it's going to be free for all versions, iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. The iPhone and iPod Touch versions are coming out next month, whereas the iPad is not coming out till the fall, which is kind of disappointing because this is the first version of the OS which includes folder organization. Okay, hello, these folders have been around since the invention of the graphic user interface, and you're finally figuring this out for the iPad?
Well, it's all over that, really, isn't it?
Well, I mean, technically, the concept of folders was in, say, DOS and stuff like that, but, you know, actually having it in a GUI has been around since the beginning of the GUI. And,
well, having, like, always having an untitled folder available,
I mean, I didn't have a problem with my first generation iPod Touch because it only had 8 gig of storage space and I couldn't hold that many apps in order to fill every page. But this one, I'm regularly filling pages with apps because it's 32 gig iPad and it's kind of annoying. I don't want to have to do that. Of course, the other features that they added were, this was the new iPhone 4. It's got, you know, high-resolution front and back cameras, 960 by 640, Retina display, and HD video, and the new intervention of iMovie on, basically adding on to the iWork suite. Hopefully, if they have, like, iPhoto and iLife and all this stuff on portable devices. I can't really imagine people editing movies on an iPhone or iPod Touch, but an iPad, I can certainly see.
Well, I mean, possibly on the iPhone, but only really I think for maybe videos for YouTube or something along those lines. Something that is going to be short and sweet. You want to add a few special effects to it while you're there, and boom, you're done.
It's like the iPad. You could use the camera connector through USB. Fortunately, they've discovered other uses beyond the normal, you know, connecting to hook up photos, that they could add on the option in firmware to load video, as they've already added the ability to use external microphones and USB keyboards.
I just like the fact that I used the word boom and didn't even use it in parody.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, FaceTime.
FaceTime, yeah, that's another interesting feature. What they were considering, we were thinking they were probably going to use iChat. That would make it more interesting to connect to computers using the iPhone, but the fact that it's only two iPhones, only on Wi-Fi, obviously because AT&T does not want them to use their cell connection to have video voice chat.
That would be pretty extreme on the data stream, do you think?
Yeah, so they're already extreme enough on it as it is. Oh, and multitasking, that's another feature I forgot to mention, that people listening to Pandora or looking at eBay and automatically switching between stuff. And it's not really multitasking. It's just putting stuff on hold while looking at other projects. Although some simple things can go on running in the background. But still, it's got to be a drain on battery life.
Well, and that's what you was trying to say before, though, is that this is doing multitasking in a smart way so that it doesn't drain battery, but it does do essentially what you still want to do, because you can only physically use one app at a time. You only have so much screen space.
And, of course, the other worry about WWDC is that it's focusing all on the iOS, as they're calling it now, instead of the Mac. I'm like, Mac OS X, hello, we're still here.
But the rumor that you heard,
the rumor was that we're going to have two different shows, and the one in the spring for the iOS and one in the fall for the Mac OS. So now we've got about a few seconds left. I'm going to close this episode. If you like this show, please email me at codemaster2005@gmail.com. And hopefully we'll get another episode up in a little bit. For a quick correction in a previous episode, John had said some stupid things. And we'll just forget about them. Bye.